Good morning, Exotic State. This is Emily.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to ring and make an inquiry. You guys obviously, you're ovarian vets too, aren't you?
Avian vets, do you mean?
Yeah, yes. Bird.
Yes.
Yeah, rightio. I've actually got a baby budgie, and one of his nostrils is clear. In the other one, I thought there was a seed stuck in, and I looked at it under the magnifying glass, and it looks like he's got a scar across. There's some kind of deformity. He hasn't had any problems breathing or anything, and no signs of it upsetting him. But I was just worried about down the track of him getting a nasal infection or something. It seems to be a scar on the crest, and it's completely covering the nostril, like the skin is over the nostril.
Yeah, I mean, that can happen if he's had some sort of scratch or injury, like as a freshly hatched chick or something like that.
That's what's happened, because he's had it since I've got him. I got three of them just off Gumtree, and they're the loveliest little things. They don't bite or nothing. They're just precious.
Yeah.
But I have been reading that, they can live with one nostril, that's fine. And then I've read that they can get an infection if they can't use the other one. It just looks like the crest, and it looks like there's a scar and no hole on one side.
Yeah, very unusual. Bit hard to comment on the risk of infections and things like that having an assessment. I don't know without a vet having an assessment of it. Yeah,
how many vets is there?
We've got two here.
What's the best bird one?
Pardon?
What is the best? Who is the best bird vet there?
All of them are. Yeah, all of our vets are avian specialists.
Right.
Yeah, so I can get you in with either of them.
All right. I'm just thinking what time. I might have to ring you back when I get home.
That's okay. I am booked up today, so it'll be from tomorrow onwards.
Oh, yeah, I'm at work today anyway. I'm just ringing you from work now because I only noticed it over the weekend. Is it true that budgies have a high fatality rate under an anaesthetic?
All birds. All birds have that risk. Because they're prey sort of species, so not something that we don't do assessments under a general anaesthetic. We do them completely conscious. The only reason surgery, but it just depends if that's even an option. Like
if he needed a procedure, I wouldn't. It would have to be done without an anaesthetic, because the last time I took a budgie to the vet, a very healthy baby budgie, they killed it within 15 minutes of it being under, and I just won't do that again.
If it needs any sort of surgery, we only do it under a general anaesthetic because it's just inhumane to do it conscious.
They can make the area numb. If it's something like just on the surface that they're looking at, or...
I can't comment. It's up.
Yeah.
That's discussed with the vet, sort of thing. Just depends on what procedure it is that they are even thinking of doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do understand. Once you've had that traumatic experience, it does make it a bit difficult. So that's why we're here to sort of help. Better option.
Yeah, it's horrible. And also his little buddy is absolutely so. They're so attached to each other as well.
Of course. Yeah, but don't worry about the anaesthetic side of things, because that's not even a thought right now, because we don't...
Oh, no. Yeah. Rightio. I'm going to... I'll give you guys a call back when I know I can get in there. I just wanted to inquire. It's not inflamed or anything at the moment, but I want to...
Oh, no.
I want to get in and use looks at it before anything ever does happen. Yeah. And how much is your consultation as well, by the way?
Yeah, yep, our consult's 170.
Okay, cool. Rightio then. Well, I will get back to you guys as soon as I know when I can come in. I've got a date of myself.
Yeah,
have you got many vacancies on Wednesday?
At this stage, I think I do. Let me just have a look.
I'll be home in a couple of hours.
I do in the morning, I've got like a 9:40 or a 10:20, Thursday again in the morning. I also have some availability on Saturdays, if that works for you as well.
Oh, okay. Rightio. I'm going to give you a call when I get home, which will be in a couple of hours. And then
awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you this afternoon then.
All right. Thanks for your help. Bye.
That's okay. Bye.
Bye.